You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are, we're celebrating a lot of things this week and celebrating the fact that the Lutherans for Life conference is coming up in about a month from now, just a little over a month from now. And so joining us by phone this morning, Virginia Flo, she's the National Conference Director for the Lutherans for Life National Conference and the Minnesota Regional Director. Virginia, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you.
Also joining us by phone this morning, Lowell Hybe. He's the Communications Director for Lutherans for Life. Lowell, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you.
So great to have you both with us. Looking forward to the conference and looking forward to being there and being a part of it this year. What a great event that I'm sure there will be lots of learning. I'm excited about the location, all kinds of things. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. For our listeners not familiar with Lutherans for Life, Lowell, maybe you could share with us a little bit about the history of Lutherans for Life, how and when, why it began.
Well, it began back in the late 70s, around 1979. It was officially formed. Dr. Gene Garten and Jack Eichhorst and several others were involved in getting it started. And the main focus of Lutherans for Life has been to apply God's word to all the life issues, abortion in particular, but also end-of-life issues, sexual purity, and post-abortion issues. The efforts of Lutherans for Life over the years have involved producing many, many resources for congregations and individuals to use to help them learn where God's Word comes to us and shares how we should look at life and the preciousness of life, and offers ways for congregations to not only teach it, but to share it in a personal way with those in their community.
And Virginia, what about the conference? How long has, how frequent is the conference? How long has the conference been happening?
Well, we've had conferences since the beginning, and this conference, the national conference, is done on an annual basis, and it happens at various parts around the country. We try to bring the conference as close as we can to different folks and to bring great events and great venues. This year, of course, it's exciting because we're at the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky. And it's just drawn a lot of enthusiasm. We have registered a few more this year than we had anticipated even. So it's going to be a great event with lots of people there that are all interested in learning more about creation and what Lutherans for Life can help them with throughout the year as they go back and do their personal ministries in their own congregations.
Lowell, how has Lutherans for Life, it's obviously been around for a while, as you shared just a little bit ago. How have things changed over time, and how has Lutherans for Life remained the same over those years as well?
Well, some of the things that have changed would involve some of the issues that we've had to deal with that weren't really on the radar back in 1979. For example, embryonic stem cell research. I'm sure there were efforts to look into that back then, but we've had to deal with that and the federal funding of that and how to deal with that issue. And one thing that never seems to change is how society, how culture, how the human race can find new ways to devalue human life, and which reinforces the need to speak up for the value of the life God has created. And a recent example that KFUO has covered extensively would be the Planned Parenthood videos and the selling of the body parts of aborted fetuses, of unborn children. I mean, you think when some of these news items get out there that will change some hearts and minds, and yet people still come around to defending these grotesque practices. Another positive thing that hasn't changed is Lutherans for Life's basis, which is God's Word, and the sharing of the gospel and applying that to all the life issues, and never really deviating from that, always keeping that front and center.
Well, let's talk about the conference and what will be coming up at the conference. I know, Virginia, you mentioned that it will be taking place at the much of it will be taking place at the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky, just outside Cincinnati. Why the Creation Museum? Why did you choose that as a location for this conference?
Well, first of all, creation is part of our ministry, and in talking about God's, you know, wonderful love for life. The fact that our theme is created, redeemed, called, and it's based on Isaiah 43:1, which says, "But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." So we, you know, it's so wonderful to know that God loved us so much that He created us, that He saved us by redeeming us when we went wrong, and that He's called us or desires to call us into an eternal relationship with Him. And so all of that plays well into the Creation Museum, because their ministry is to, you know, to support the, as they talk about in their answers in Genesis, and it's an apologetic ministry that supports the gospel and what it has to say as well about creation. It's just a marvelous place to be. People that go there go back again and again and again. And it's just, I think in our life today, it gets a little bit difficult sometimes to go back and want to, as people see the book of Genesis, for instance. It's hard to accept the fact that God could do these wonderful things and create all this. And going to the Creation Museum will just reinforce everything that we've ever learned and help us as we question some of these things. It's just it's 75,000 square feet of nothing but answers. Mm. And that's just a wonderful place to be. They have 160 exhibits. You'll never get to see them all in one visit, but you do as much as you can and just kind of wet your palate for, you know, when you may be able to do it again. But even if you can't ever do it again, just having had that experience will be wonderful. But I just want to say, you know, we're doing our Saturday event on October 31st at the Creation Museum with all of our, you know, the speakers that will be coming there as well. But we start the activities on the 30th, on that Friday, of which you're going to be with us and do a live mm-hmm. broadcast with our executive director, Dr. James, Reverend James Lamb, and our soon-to-be new director, executive director, Reverend Michael Solomink. And so we're excited about that and the fact that you're coming as well. And then we'll have some workshops in the afternoon on Friday, and that'll all be at the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel, and which is not too far from the Creation Museum and certainly close to the airport. But we have a couple of workshops in the afternoon. First one will be at 2 o'clock by John Hawkins, one of our staff members, our development director. And he is the title of his workshop is To Leave or Not Leave an Estate, 8 Things to Consider. So it'll be estate planning and answer lots of questions people may have about that. We have another workshop at 3 o'clock led by Lori Trinke, our mission and ministry coordinator. And she's going to talk about life teams and how you can go about starting them, what they do, and life chapters, which is a longstanding ministry that we have in our front line out in the field working on the life issues. And then, of course, we have our worship service at 5 o'clock that will be led by Dr. Lamb. And we'll then have a banquet after that, and we'll have a wonderful keynote speaker, Ken Ham, who is actually the founder of the Creation Museum, and a lot of other things at the banquet going on, too, including our first venture into having a national essay contest for students in elementary and senior high, and we'll have our two winners come and get and were presented their essay awards at this banquet. So just a lot of things going on, a lot of fun things, and people will really enjoy it when they come.
And who would want to, who should attend this conference?
Well, we have actually people from all ages signed up. We're really thrilled. We have children. We have about quite a number of youth coming, and as a result of that, we're going to have some special youth activity. The adults, of course, naturally. We have some great speakers lined up, and of course, we've left plenty of time on both Friday and Saturday for people to actually visit the Creation Museum. With their registration, we have given them a free ticket to get in, which is, you know, just great unto itself. If they want to go to some of the special exhibits, like if they choose to do one of the zip lines or something exciting like that while they're at the Creation Museum. That's, of course, an additional cost. But there's just so many things to pick from. They will see plenty by just using the ticket that, you know, we'll give them. So it actually, it's just so great. The, you know, as far as the speakers go, we've got so many at the banquet. We were so fortunate. Ken Ham is actually going to come and be our keynote speaker at our banquet on Friday evening. And he's going to speak on the gospel of in Genesis. And that just, you know, that's what it's about. You know, their Answers in Genesis is just such a great ministry that they have. And that's going to be the key to his presentation. On Saturday, when we actually do our event at the Creation Museum, there's just a whole number of speakers. Dr. David Menton, who is on staff and actually has been a professor at a medical school, and so he's used to doing a lot of teaching. And I understand he has a tremendous sense of humor. So what a great presentation that'll be! And he's going to speak on Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Colonel John Eidsmo, who is on our board of directors, who has just got a long resume on. He's a retired colonel in the Air Force. He's ordained minister in the American Free Lutheran Church. He is a professor of law at various institutions. He's practiced law. He served as the senior staff attorney with the Alabama Supreme Court. I could just go on and on because his list is a mile long.
Well, we have just a little bit of time left. I want to make sure that our listeners find out, find the information on how to register for the conference, those details.
Yes, it's on our website, lutheransforlife.org. And there's a tab for conference. They can go right there. It's all registrations online. It'll be really easy.
Very good. lutheransforlife.org. You can find out about the conference. What are the dates of the conference?
October 30th and 31st.
Very good. So check it out, lutheransforlife.org, and come see us. We'll be there too, broadcasting live. If for some reason you can't make it to the conference, you can listen to some. We'll be broadcasting live from there. We won't obviously be able to cover everything, but you'll get to hear a little bit, so you can listen on those days as well on that Friday, and we'll get some recording of some of the stuff going on there as well. Thank you so much, Lowell Hybe, Communications Director at Lutherans for Life. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
And Virginia Flo, National Conference Director and Minnesota Regional Director. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you very much.